It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTillo along with the legendary Herb Tyler here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. They got some great food and drink specials. Got a nice crowd here. But if you want to watch the game, they got surround sound TV. You can watch LSU, Arkansas, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 and free on the Odyssey app. Also, too, if you're looking for any kind of catering service, if it's for game day or also around the holidays, and that's right around the corner with Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's Eve, give them a call here at Acme and talk to Jason. He can take care of that for you. Also, we want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction. This is after the end of the first quarter. Tulane with a 3-0 lead over Rice, and Georgia Tech early on, 7-0 over Notre Dame. They find out one thing.
The Ramblin' Wrecks.
Ramblin' Wreck can run the ball. Now, if they rely on the quarterback to throw it, they might be in difficult shape. But I do know one thing. They can run the ball really well, and it's always been kind of that trademark. The big question mark is how much production you can get via the air with the Georgia Tech quarterbacks. Beating Florida State today, that ain't no big effort, so to speak. Man, they done been tanned every which way but loose this year. So you can't hang that one on the mantle no more. But, man, Georgia Tech can really run the football well. Also, Army.
Oh, I love it.
7-0. Beats East Carolina 45-28.
That's right.
So the Cadets continue that unbeaten run. And, man, congratulations. They had to change how to block because, you know, the NCAA came in and said, listen, you can't throw all them low blocks like that.
That's right.
Below the knees. You got to block a little bit higher. Army and Navy, it took them like 2 years to adjust. Yeah. All of a sudden, guess who's undefeated?
Army and Navy. And you know what they're doing? They're running the same offense but out of shotgun.
Gun.
Now.
Exactly.
Out of the gun.
Now, Navy throws the ball a little bit more than – well, they got to throw it more than Army does. Army hardly throws it at all.
That's right.
But, man, they catch you. And the thing is the preparation. I was talking to Coach Summerall for Tulane about this, that, you know, you don't see that often.
Never.
And so you got a couple days to prepare, and all of a sudden you're thrown in a game against them. Hey, I haven't seen – maybe you might have saw it in high school, but you haven't seen it at the collegiate level, and you got a short time to prepare for them.
That's where your discipline comes into play, and you got to drill down to those guys for 2 days straight. You know, you key the quarterback, you key the fullback, and you key the running back or whoever's coming out for that pitch. And it's one of those things where – you know, Nick Saban was talking about that this morning, too. It's crazy. It's hard to defend that, especially when you only see two teams really running that. There's a couple of other scragglers that's out there running it, but not in the FCS or FBS. But it's a beautiful thing to watch when ran correctly. It's a thing of mastery. It's just similar to, you know, when you know, of course, when I ran the Veer at Old Perry Walker back in my day.
Oh, here we go.
It was a wonderful thing to see, you know, because whenever that defense ended crashed down.
Did that too when he was at Salt LaFouche.
Well, just remember.
But that's true.
That's right. Whenever that defensive end crashes down, I get the pull-up ball and I'm out on the edge with the outside linebacker or the cornerback or the safety coming down, and I'm never going to pitch the ball.
Okay.
You know why? Because I run better than
you
the running
back. Exactly. No. Hebert would have told me that too. But here's the other thing about it. It's the wear down. Okay, you got a 3rd and 3, you gain 4 yards.
Boom.
You got a 3rd and 2, you gain 4 yards.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, the 3rd time you do that, man, we crowd the line of scrimmage, I pull back and
I
throw
it. Pull back and pop right over your head to
and
the
tight
end.
And that's what Navy does. They sort of lull you.
They lull you to sleep.
And then they throw the ball right over the top.
It's a thing of beauty, and they do it to perfection. So it's really fun to watch. If you haven't seen it out there, guys, take a moment and watch one of those football games, and you'll see it. It's just really cool to watch.
Basically, Brian Kelly made something known today that I think everybody kind of thought would happen, and that was Tre'Davious Green going to wide receiver.
Yeah.
And so he played wide receiver in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Really, he was a flex tight end wide. I mean, so he basically played outside anyway.
Yep.
Even when they kicked him inside, he was outside. So now you have two smaller receivers in Xavion Thomas and Aaron Anderson.
Yep.
And both of them have played pretty well this year. Aaron had a little drop last week, but he
made up for that.
He made up for it at the end.
Yep.
But Kyren too. Kyren sometimes got the whoops, but he don't have it as bad as he used to have it.
He
might have got inoculated from them whoops,
but
made a big play certainly to end the game. But Tre'Davious Green, okay, as a quarterback, kind of described it to me when you got a 6'7" wide out and throwing him the football, it don't have to be a perfect pass, Herb.
So, you know, when you have this guy, whether it's a tight end or a wide out or whoever it is, 6 foot, whomever, whatever, you know, their catch radius is gigantic, right? It's probably 2 times the catch radius of somebody that's a 5'8" to 6 foot receiver. And what happens is, you really love it when it's one-on-one, right? Because then you can literally put the ball anywhere you want to, and you always really want to put it a little bit high and a little bit outside for the most part, just so they're not coming back into other defenders that's coming, you know, from the inside out. But it's fun, man. It's so great. I remember having Nicky Savoie and Dave LaFleur, and these big tall guys would just run up and just jump up and catch any and everything that you put. And it's so difficult for a 6'1", 6' linebacker to cover that.
You can't
cover that. And then the safety coming down, who might be 6'1" or even 6'2", but they're stiff. You know, they can't move like they need to. But if you put Green on the outside as a receiver, you tell me what cornerback is going to be able to cover that guy in a jump ball situation. And you and I kind of talked about this last week, about utilizing those larger or taller guys in the red zone.
We thought maybe Shelton Sampson might have
a few
opportunities.
Yeah, but if you put Green out there, now it sounds like that's what the
exact
the answer
same
to Sampson
thing.
Is not doing. Let's see if Green can do it. And so it's exciting, and there's no cornerback in the country that can cover that. I can tell you that now.
No, at that spot. Now, my thing is, it's always difficult when it's short yardage red zone, because the field's condensed now anyway.
Yep.
And so you can use the boundary. You can use the back of the end zone almost like a safety at that point. But you got a 6'7" receiver, you can hang one up there and, okay, I got it. It ain't no 50-50 no more.
No.
It's more like
80-20. That's right.
At this stage of the game.
80-20, and then most of the time when it comes down with it, it's going to be a spectacular catch that's going to be made look easy. You know, because it's not difficult for him. He's already there. They just use the basketball technique, boxing the guy out and jumping up, meeting the ball at his highest point, and then coming down with it, and that's it. But it's also the biggest thing is putting him out there to have an opportunity.
Yep.
That's the biggest thing, and that's one of the things that we hope that we can utilize and do that first, because without having the opportunity to do it, it won't ever happen. I mean, that's just, you know, common sense.
Before we go to a break, I'll ask you about Zay Alexander, because understand, when you go through an ACL surgery, which he had in November, he's less than a year from – that's a serious injury when you have your ACL repaired. To come back and play the way he's played – the last couple games. And he got the game ball last week, and it was great to see him make those plays. Now, the interception, that was a lollipop throw. I mean, that thing looked like the ball had helium in it. I mean, and Zai did come down with it. I never forget, first time I meet Zai, Southeastern is playing Nichols, and he came up. He was like, Mr. D'Addilia. I was like, oh, no, none of this, Mr. That's my dad, Mr. D'Addilia. Yeah, yeah. And so we talked for a while, and, man, I watch him play. I think he's for bigger game than you know, Southland Conference.
Right.
And he was able to take that, and then he gets hurt, and they really needed him last year in that secondary.
They did.
And he goes down. The secondary wasn't good to begin with. Then it got worse. But to see him now, I think he's a big part of what you see in rebuilding that secondary for the Tigers today.
So, you know, his play last week was just really, truly inspirational, because a guy that comes off an ACL injury and, you know, is less than a year away from that injury, or, you know, past that injury, some people just heal faster than others. And then sometimes you just
it's
have
to. It's good to be young.
That's right. That's right. It's definitely good to be young. But then, you know, the way that medicine is today is so much different than when I played, of course. And the healing time and the rehab time is much better or faster. And then they have different things to heal you differently. Whereas we had stem and hot towels and an ice tub, that's it. Now there's all kind of different things you can do. So, but Zai has turned the corner. You were absolutely right about he was bigger than the Southland Conference. And this last couple of weeks has shown why he's bigger than that. And on top of that, coming off an ACL tear. So, you know, the sky's the limit for him. He's going to continue to get better. He's got great length and size for a DB in corner. He's got really good instincts. And he understands the game. And then I think what happened is, and you and I both can probably agree to this, is the fact that, you know, if not for Harold Perkins going down, the defense would not have been forced to
make changes
and allow them to make the plays that they need to make. Because it was just – everything was so condensed and broken down to or, you know, to the fact of the matter, saying, well, we got to get Harold here, there, and this place. Just run the defense, and then the playmakers are going to make the plays. And so since that's happened, I think everybody on defense has just taken the load off, and they're just playing defense. Even the coach, I think he's just allowing those guys to one-on-one. If you get beat, you get beat. We're going to live by, die by, no matter what. Let's go out here and play ball. Because they have the talent to do it. The LSU defense is probably one of the most talented teams in the country. They don't have a lot of depth, but the starters are talented, just as talented as anybody else. But I just think they were being held back, and not purposely, just, you know, inadvertently, through the fact of trying to make sure
the
Harold Perkins
was
in the right
situation. I think they were trying to find a spot for Harold on where he felt comfortable. My thing is, put him out on the edge and let him rush the quarterback. Come on, don't take rocket science.
If you want to if you can't find a spot, put him at eight different spots throughout the drive, right?
I agree with you, Herb. I think once – you hate to see it, but sometimes when something bad happens, you have to adjust. And that adjustment by Blake Baker to do without Harold, you know, has worked so far.
It has.
Has worked so far.
And we wish Harold the best.
Yeah,
none
we
but
won't
the
wish him the very
him
best.
And we need him.
We would love to have him.
We just need to make sure we utilize him in the right situation without hindering everybody else.
Yeah, and I think, again, we saw as a freshman his instincts, his ability to get up the field, rush the quarterback. That he can do really, really well. But he's kind of a great athlete and just trying to find the right spot and right position for him.
You know, sometimes you can't put someone in a box.
No, you can't.
You got to let them crazy.
I agree. You got to almost let him be a hybrid guy and turn him loose.
Yep.
We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike D'Addilia along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. We'll be back with more Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating right at
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After this break, we're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. I'd like to take you along with Herb Tyler at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. They've got some great food and drink specials. And again, if you need any of your catering needs, you can give them a call if it's for game day or for the upcoming holidays. They'll be glad to take care of that for you. And we want to thank our presenting sponsor, also Map Construction. It's time now for our Inside the Tiger Den segment, brought to you by Go Tax Resolution, your go-to tax resolution team. Go Tax Go on our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line. Jeff Palermo from Louisiana Radio Network. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Jeff, before I get a question, let me give this score because I had a couple people ask. But he talked about a crazy game. Miami of Florida beat Louisville 52-45. You did cover the over if you got it at 61. Miami almost covered that all by themselves. But
right. You
talk about a crazy game and a crazy finish. So the Hurricanes stay unbeaten in another great effort by Cam Ward. Saw him at Incarnate Word before he went to Washington State. Now's at Miami and leading that team to an undefeated season.
He's the guy.
Jeff, Herb and I were talking about this with Trey Des Green, and I think it goes to show a little bit that we were talking about it last week. Maybe Shelton Sampson would get his opportunity and to play out wide, make some big plays as a big receiver. I think they said, you know what, he ain't making no plays. We got to get Green involved in there. And basically, he played wide receiver in high school anyway. But it's hard to overshoot a 6'7" receiver. I don't care if he's playing tight end or wide receiver.
Well, I think what he gives you is something that they kind of lack at this point, is a mismatch. You know, when you take a look at LSU's receiving core, you know, you were hoping that Chris Hilton would be that guy that could stretch the field, could create a problem, you know, in particular stretch the field is the biggest thing, but also he'd be a difficult guy to defend because of his speed. So you haven't had him. And then you got Aaron Anderson and C.J. Daniels, and both of them are good receivers. And C.J. Daniels is your, you know, your prototypical possession receiver, and Aaron Anderson is kind of your smallish kind of guy that figures out a way to get open, especially if Nussmeier's got all day to be in the backfield and looking for someone. And then Kyron Lacy is a good receiver, but he's not in the same level as a Brian Thomas or a Malik Nabers or some of these other guys here in recent history that have gone in the first round. So you needed, I just think you needed another dynamic out there. You just needed something else. And then, of course, you got Mason Taylor, who's having a really good season. But you just needed something else out there, I think, for defenses to figure out, well, how are we going to guard this guy who's 6'7", and especially in the red zone? So I think that's the biggest reason why they've decided we need to have just something, just a different look, something else that defenses have to think about trying to defend. And he's not going to take snaps away from Mason Taylor when you're going 11 personnel, which is, you know, what they do mostly. They haven't shown the 12 personnel that I think some of us thought that they would going into the season with the double tight end. So how do you get Tre'Davious Green on the field? Well, I think this is what you do. You put him at wide receiver, and as we saw in the game against Ole Miss, he's very difficult to defend in the red zone. The guy's got 3 catches. He's got 2 touchdowns on the year. So who knows? Maybe he goes back to tight end later on in his career at LSU. But for right now, I think LSU just needs something different at that wide receiver core. And he gives them that because he is such a difficult guy to try to defend.
Jeff, man, talk about a great win last week where we played great and terrible all at the same time, right? But, you know, there was some really clutch play by Nussmeier last week. You know, and then with that being said, the defense just really turned the corner for us last week. How does LSU stay up from last week and then go into Arkansas, who's going to be a really tough matchup for LSU tonight? But LSU, how can they stay up from last week's gigantic high? What do you think they can do different today to keep that going, right?
Well, I think getting off to a fast start, right? I mean, I don't know how many more times you can fall behind an SEC opponent by double digits and still expect to win. You've done that twice. I don't know if you can do it a third time.
Well, so you know what? Sometimes that might be the identity of this team, right? Is that the identity of this team?
Because somebody, it's almost like a book that you write. You can't change the book.
Right.
You are who you are at this stage.
Yeah, but that's a dangerous you're going to have a
it
dangerous
is.
Or a bad ending if you keep trying to write that book that way.
That's right.
I mean, eventually it's gonna catch up to you. So I think getting off to a fast start, trying to quiet that crowd, I think would be a big thing. I think this team is going to be mentally ready for this game. But physically, guys, can they get the mojo going? Can they get the blood flowing like you need it after just a you trailed for nearly the entire game? I mean, how many games are you going to play? I don't know. Herb, how many games did you play where you the only time you led the game was on the final play of the game? I mean, it's just
when you won it.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever done that.
That is such a rare victory in football, really in any sport, to have a game like that. And then as long as that game went, the second longest game ever in Tiger Stadium history. So, and it was obviously a night game and the emotional high. I think, you know, mentally they're going to be in it. I think they realize that this is going to be a challenge. They know this is an Arkansas team that just beat Tennessee. They had the bye week. I think they understand all of that. It's just physically, are they going to be able to match what Arkansas brings? And the reason why I said South Carolina is because you go back to that South Carolina game, is LSU wasn't ready for that onslaught that they got from South Carolina and that when they played them in September. They got to be ready for it here tonight. And if they're, you know, as long as they don't get down by double digits and they're in this game, you know, and it's a close game at halftime, even if they're down by, say, like 4 points or something like that, I think LSU's talent eventually can win out in this football game.
Yeah. One of the things, too, Herb, is they got to stop the run, okay? And they've done a better job. It's been an incremental getting better part.
Yep.
But you know what Arkansas is going to do.
They're going to run the ball down the hill.
Run the ball, and they got success. They're going to continue to run the ball. It's almost like watching a Saints game today. Okay, Kansas City ran it. Well, guess what? Tampa Bay ran it. And guess what? Denver did. They ran it.
That's right.
And so until you can stop it, they're going to continue to do it. But that's a certain identity with Sam Pittman, that this is his bread and butter. Running the ball. And I remember last year before they played him, he was coming, man, I got a bunch of young puppies playing that offensive line. And then he hit the transfer portal pretty hard. They've rebuilt that offensive line. And that, to me, for Pittman to win, he doesn't have a guy that can just throw the football and out there and win it pitch and catch.
Mm-mm.
You got to be able to stop the run if you LSU.
I think what's going to happen in this game is that Arkansas will break off a 50, 55, 60-yard run. You know, we were talking about an identity of a team. I think LSU.
That's Arkansas, yep.
and I think LSU is susceptible to that. Mm. And Arkansas's got the pieces to really have one of those big, long runs because they got a guy in Talen Green, a big quarterback, and then their running back. I really like their running back, Jaquindon Jackson.
Yes.
I mean, 6'2", 233 pounds. I think this is what LSU envisioned with Caleb Jackson this year that we just haven't seen it this year. He's third in the SEC in rushing. He's got 10 touchdowns. This is a guy that has the potential to break off long runs, and I wouldn't be surprised if he had a few long runs. But what I think LSU has been very good at is, one, once teams get into the red zone, they tend to force field goals. I think the other thing that LSU does very well is they get a lot of negative plays. They get sacks, tackle for losses. And I think these are the things that will come back to haunt Arkansas in this game, because Arkansas has really struggled in the red zone this year offensively. And Talen Green, as athletic as he is and as imposing as he looks as a 6'6" quarterback, yeah, let's see what you can do when it's 3rd and 12. You got to make a pass. I mean, can he do that? That's a big question that I'd like to see him try to answer here tonight against LSU defense. And that's what they did enough of last week against Ole Miss. Once the Rebels got in the red zone, Ole Miss was just 3 of 6 on scoring chances in the red zone, and LSU did enough, forced a couple turnovers, and had enough negative plays with the 6 sacks. That it was good enough to keep them out of the end zone, especially in the second half and in overtime.
You know, last week, Nuss, his passing percentage, I think, dropped tremendously, right? The previous 4 games or 5 games prior to that, he was really, really good, 70-something percent passing. What happened last week? What do you think was the cause of that? Was it the Ole Miss defense? Was it as they said, the too many passes that were beyond 20 yards. What do you think was the contributor to that?
He got a lot more heat last week.
And how do you get better from
that? Not sacks, but he got heat.
Yep.
Yeah, I think Ole Miss's defense is really good. When we were talking at this time last week, I was saying I'm curious to see how good this Ole Miss defense is, because they had not played an offense nearly as good as LSU all season long, and they proved me that they really do have a very good defense.
Yep.
I really think the guy that he was missing last week was C.J. Daniels. I talked about it at the beginning. That's your possession receiver. When you need to connect on a 7, 8, 9, 12, 13, 14, 15-yard pass play, C.J. Daniels is that guy. And I think he missed him. And then whatever Ole Miss was doing to defend Mason Taylor, too, I think was really, really good, because Mason Taylor, you didn't hear his name called until right at the end of the ball game, and obviously Taylor made some really big plays down the stretch, especially on that game-tying touchdown drive. So credit Ole Miss for that. So if you get C.J. Daniels back tonight, which we're expecting him to play, that's the kind of security blanket that Garrett Nussmeier has. And who knows, guys? I mean, maybe after watching this tape, and watching it back, Nussmeier, and we saw this especially towards the end of the game, Nussmeier started running a little bit.
Yep.
And that loosened up the defense. And, Ole Miss was basically daring him to run the football.
They were.
And he wasn't. And then when the game was on the line, Nuss was like, all right, I just got to pick up yards. I got to get first down.
Get a first down.
I got to do whatever it is. And maybe that gives him a confidence to run just a little bit more. That way it kind of loosens things up and maybe provides an easier time for some of these receivers to get open.
How surprised are you, be honest now, Jeff, on the emergence of Braden Swinson?
Oh,
I mean, none of us saw this coming.
No.
None of us saw what he has been able to piece together this season. It's fabulous to watch him because he wasn't this productive. Nothing close at Oregon. We didn't see this last year.
Nope.
And now all of a sudden, like, wham, we see a guy. And you better get a hat on a hat and quickly on him. And he's taking chances. That's one thing with the great pass rushers. Man, it ain't scripted for me.
No.
I know exactly what I'm going to do to beat this guy. And I don't need you to tell me. And then he'll make a play kind of his own. How shocking to see him. Of all the guys, he has emerged as the pass rusher.
This is a guy that has played coming into this year, 32 games coming into this year, and he had five career sacks in four seasons, three at Oregon, one at LSU.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden we're talking about him after seven sacks in six games. He could be LSU single season sack leader, you know, surpassing Arden Key in 2016.
That's crazy. Sacks.
I mean, it absolutely is. And, you know, he gives a lot of credit. I mean, when you go back to, obviously, after LSU cleaned house on the defensive coaching staff, and, you know, there was a lot of talk about, you know, hiring of a Bo Davis and so forth. But Kevin Peoples is the edge rushers coach. And when we had a chance to talk with Braden Swinson this week, I mean, he gave a lot of credit to Kevin Peoples in improving his pass rushing technique. And, you know, for him, you know, he's a fifth-year player, and he's played a ton of college football. So I think he's got that experience, and that helps him. He's always had the athleticism. He always kind of looked like the guy that he could be, you know, a difference maker on defense. But, yeah, no way. I was thinking, you know, a really big season. Maybe he could get a big season out of Savion Jones because there was a lot of and he's had a good season.
He's had a good season.
It's been unbelievable.
So look, it's been quite some time since we've seen two bookends from LSU to play similar to what they're playing right now. You talk about Swinson with seven sacks, Jones with 4.5 sacks. That's a beautiful thing. I'm glad they're kind of peaking where they are now because we need it. I mean, let's think about it. When was the last two guys we saw that was doing this on the defensive inside? Like, it's a while ago, right?
Yeah, you're gonna have to peel back a few years.
That's right. So I'm excited about this. I'm really good. I'm so ecstatic about it because I see those guys making an impact tonight as well, and not only in the run game or passing game with sacks, but also in the run game.
I think the last time, guys, that we've seen this, I'll throw it out there. I think it was Marcus Spears and Marquise Hill that I can remember two really good defensive ends like this. I think you got to go back that far.
That's a long ways. That's a few years. That's a few years.
Yeah, it's 20 years ago. So, yeah.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time and insights, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, guys. You have a good one. Thank you.
Alrighty, that was Inside the Tiger Den with Jeff Palermo. It's brought to you by Go Tax Resolution, your go-to tax resolution team. Go Tax Go. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgate Show right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettay along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. And want to thank Jason and everybody here at Acme and along with Map Construction, our presenting sponsor here. Notre Dame has tied the game up 7-7. They figured it was real easy to just turn around and hand the ball. And so they're playing sort of like what Georgia Tech was. And very early in the first quarter, Alabama strikes first. And guess who makes the touchdown? Milroe to Ryan Williams.
That's right.
Man, 17-year-old young man who has turned this conference upside down. And Tennessee better get double coverage on Ryan Williams is all I can tell him. Or he's going to burn them all night long.
That's right.
Again, 7-0, but it's really early in the first quarter between Alabama and Tennessee. And a real surprise to me, we've got about 3 minutes left in the second quarter. Rice is leading Tulane 7-3. Tulane was a 22.5-point favorite. Coach Summerall, maybe best to have a little talk with them guys at halftime about, man, and they had a week off.
That's the problem, probably, right there.
I do believe sometimes it's a distraction.
It is.
It is a distraction.
So, look, every now and then you may be favored to do whatever it is, but you may not. It may not be your day, right? So, at that point, what do you do? How do you come back there? It's about the response to it. So, a win is a win. A W is a W. Whether you win by 20 or whether you win by 1, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
But
I agree.
Obviously, I got my $2 on the game, so I need Tulane to make it happen. They got to cover. What's going on here?
They haven't done much so far. Also, too, in the second quarter, Illinois with a 6-0 lead over the defending national champ Michigan, who is, man.
They're struggling.
They are really struggling. And Brett Bielema's done a really good job with the Illini.
And look, the Illini are wearing that throwback uniform today. I mean, it's a beautiful-looking thing. It's, I think, 1920s uniform. It's wonderful. If you hadn't seen it, turn it on, take a look at it. But I'm going to tell you right now, Michigan is on their way to somewhere they don't want to be, and that's the toilet bowl.
Well, the thing about it, too, most of those guys that won that national championship last year, they playing in the NFL.
NFL, that's right.
and
they can't find a quarterback right now. They're kind of going through a quarterback carousel.
People didn't give J.J. McCarthy a lot of credit last year. He did a really good job, and he did sort of what the coach wanted him to do.
That's it.
You managed the game. He was a good game manager, very good game manager.
Well, every quarterback is a game manager. Yeah. It just depends on
he
how
was
much
a good one.
Outside of that do you want him to go. The other thing, too, that we didn't give enough credit to was Jim Harbaugh as well.
So and Jim coach.
He's a great coach, so he's one of the reasons why they were really good as they were last year and winning the championship. So
we'll be back to finish it off here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road. Come on by and visit us. Got surround sound TVs, got the bar area if you want to drink. Also great food and drink specials here at Acme. We'll be back to finish it up right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettey along with Herb Tyler. Want to thank Jason and all the crew here at Acme Oyster House.
That's right.
If you're in the area, come on by and visit them right here at 3535 Perkins Road. Also, we want to thank MAP Construction, our presenting sponsor. Herb, we don't have a lot of time left, but give us a few keys to victory tonight for the Tigers.
Fast start, just like Jeff was talking about, not getting down on the or too high from last week's victory and not getting too low when their things don't go well for them tonight, because it's going to be tough for them tonight, and they got to play a really good, strong run defense today. But not just that. We just need to continue to play the game that we play. Defense needs to continue to get better as they have been doing, and the offense just needs to continue to roll but get better at running the football.
Also, too, when Garrett's got an opportunity to make some plays with his feet.
You better take off.
Okay, you know how to slide. Yep. Or you know how to get out of bounds. But they are giving you some big avenues to run to. Don't take the big shot. But, they teach you how to slide. They teach you how to get out of bounds. They're going to give you that. And I think he's got to make a couple of those big plays with his feet tonight.
He has to. And we're not asking him to be,
Jaden Daniels. Come on, Jaden do that every week.
I just need you to just move the chains. That's it. Just extend the drive. You extend the drive, we're good. And take what the defense gives you.
Want to thank Luke Augusta, also Coleman out in working things behind the scenes. We appreciate everything they do to have this show rolling. And, again, want to thank Jason and everybody here at Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge. That's it for our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Now we'll send it to the LSU Radio Network and 6 o'clock game time between the Tigers and Razorbacks. Chris Blair, Jacob Hester gives you all the action. Thank you for listening here to the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.